Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my wonderful audience. I call you wonderful because in the past couple of months, I got a few phone calls from my audience. Some of them ordered the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, and they gave it to Muslims, and we are doing ministry in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. I'm so excited. All right. Now, it is important to share with our Muslim friends that Jesus himself teaches that he is the Son of God. This is not a title or a status that we Christians gave to Jesus. Actually, that's what Jesus stated clearly. And I can remember here in the Gospel of John, Jesus' disciple John, we read in chapter 9 that after Jesus healed a man born blind, Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." Wonderful. And of course, that is very clear throughout the gospel. The gospel, which means the good news, reveals to us God's love and who Jesus is. The good news God gave us revealed to us how we can be saved from eternal separation from God and from the consequences of paying the penalty for our sins. That's why the gospel means good news, the New Testament. And we read in Colossians chapter 1, Jesus is described as the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus also is called the Word of God. In the gospel, interestingly, the Quran also stated clearly that Jesus alone is the Word of God. We read in the gospel, John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The Word of God is so powerful. Let me quote to you the rest of this passage. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." The Word, which Jesus became human and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. My friend, when you read about Jesus' life in the gospel, in the New Testament, you will see that Jesus' life was full of grace and truth and glory. And Jesus indeed revealed God to you and to me, because the Bible stated Jesus is the visible representation of God. We Christians believe that God is one, of course, one being, eternally exists as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My friend, there is no symbol or anything in the physical universe that can adequately describe the triunity of God. However, we know from the Bible that all three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, are distinct yet interconnected because they are one in nature and being, one being. There is no human language suitable to express the realities of the divine nature. Only the gospel helps us to understand some facts about God's essence. For example, we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's being. Comes to my mind, the sun shines, the sun and its ray, the sun radiates light, The one is not before the other. The sun and its ray are not disconnected and cannot be divided, yet they are distinct. The person of Jesus, the Son of God, is not presented in the gospel as one part from God, irradiated by his glory, but Jesus himself is the brightness of God's glory. So God the Father and Jesus the Son are one and has the same nature, yet they are distinct. Again, no illustration or words that can adequately and completely describe everything about the triunity of God. Share with your Muslim friend, it is so to speak, Jesus, the Son of God, eternally begotten of the source of God, and of one substance and one nature with God the Father, and yet distinguished. The gospel is trying to express divine truth in human terms. God is not Father and Son in the same way men are Father and Son. Of course not. You know, Jesus is conceived through the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit. The essential thing about a son born of his father is that he is unquestionably of the same nature with his father. God the Father and Jesus the Son are one, of one nature. This alone is why the relationship can be described in terms of father and son. That is why we speak of the Son as being eternally begotten, which means that they have shared the same nature and being from all eternity, and they work together equally in all things. We read in the Gospel in Hebrews chapter 1 that God the Father created the universe through Jesus the Son. The one who walked on the earth as a human was Jesus the Son, because God sent Jesus to redeem us, to save us. Jesus had taken up by choice subordinate position to his father by taking an additional nature, a human nature. By becoming a man, Jesus had taken up a lower status. Yes, Jesus said that he is going back to his father to enjoy with him the glory that had been his before the world was. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 17, verse 5. Jesus was going back to what was his by right. Jesus had laid aside his equality in order to become a man, and now he was once again to be declared as Lord. You can read that also in Philippians, chapter 2, from verses 6 to 11. Jesus, my friend, came and paid the penalty for everything wrong we have done. My friend, I invite you now to put your faith in Jesus as your Savior from the penalty of sins, and to repent of your sins, to ask God to forgive you, to tell God, I want to come close to you, God. I want to be in harmony with your will. I want to love you, God. I want to know you. I want to become your child. My friend, you need Jesus. You don't have to understand everything about God's nature and God's essence. All you need to do is to believe what the gospel, the word of God said, and what Jesus said. Jesus said in the gospel of John, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. My friend, you can have eternal life right now. Within you, you can enjoy God's presence now and forever when you put your faith in Jesus and open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for my sins and you rose from the dead. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself to me through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book, congratulate you, and rejoice with you because you made the most important decision you can ever make in your life.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, Samy, at gladnewsministry.com.